Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. I firmly believe that one-hour hygiene visit, non-assisted-driven hygiene, is the way to go to develop a 3D dentist-style practice, where it's not about volume, but more about doing more of the dentistry you love, having more revenue, and building a enjoyable practice. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hello, and welcome to episode 315 of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your most amazing host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and I'm joined by our most non-amazing co-host, the pregnant Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Most amazing.
Yeah, most non-amazing. I use the word amazing in it.
Yeah,
just okay. Preview.
So just leave out that first part.
The non part?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
That's what
Listen, you meant. Have you ever heard your hygienist say there's not enough time in the appointment for that? And I think the reason this is because we haven't outlined what is the anatomy or the breakdown of an effective hygiene recall visit. So in this week's episode, Meredith and I are going to take the opportunity to break down our 2020 hygiene recall visit. But before we get into that, let me turn it over to Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Hi, everyone. I do have a review. So thank you to those who have written us reviews. If you have not, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts so I can give you a shout out on the next episode. This is from Dr. Mike Oslong. He said, great stuff. 5 stars. Thank you. Thank goodness. I find the podcast to be relevant to the challenges I encounter daily in my office. Great ideas that can be implemented. That's all we hope for, right?
Big Mike.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
I love Big Mike. Big Mike's amazing that he gave us a short and sweet. So what was his name again? Mike Oxlong?
Yes.
Mike Coxlong?
Yeah. Did you leave that review?
Let's keep going.
I was one of your friends.
Let's keep going.
Let's get
Big
into
Mike in the house.
Let's get into one of the breakdowns of the hygiene review and the hygiene recall visit. So we've kind of broken it up into a 2020. So let's start with the first 20 minutes of the appointment, which we've kind of called the records gathering appointment.
Part of what are you laughing at, Meredith?
I'm not laughing.
How childish me and my friends are. But they're dentists, so they left us reviews. There's more coming.
You made me read it.
Just so you know, there's more coming.
Make them anonymous.
No, they're coming.
All right, so let's talk about record gathering the first 20 minutes. So we did have one person in our mastermind who was doing 45-minute recalls. So she's gone back. You've asked her to implement an hour. So she's going to look like the hero, right?
Yeah.
All this extra time that they have. So let's talk about how we do one-hour recalls.
Yeah.
And in the first 20 minutes, we have records gathering.
Yeah, so kind of before we get it, in all seriousness, before we get it together. Let me get my stuff together here. Stop being a child. So let me say this. I firmly believe that a 1 hour hygiene visit, non-assisted driven hygiene, is the way to go to develop a 3D dentist style practice, where it's not about volume, but more about doing more of the dentistry you love, having more revenue, and building a enjoyable practice. So the first 20 minutes are all about fit chat and record gathering, okay? So of the 60 minutes, the first 20 minutes is when we do all our records gathering. So what does records gathering look like? Number one, you got to sit down and kind of figure out what the patient's here for. Just that 2-3 minutes of social fit chat, as Paul Holman likes to call it. Like, you know, what's going on in your life? Have you been anywhere? How the kids? Or how's the XYZ doing? You know, things that honestly most hygienists are great, unbelievably great at. The second thing we do is we then take our photographs. So on the recall visit, we're not necessarily taking all 6 of our photographs that we do on a new patient visit, but we're taking at least 1 or 2 specific photographs, specific to any type of treatment that they may need. So during the chart audit for that day, you may see that this patient has some unscheduled treatment or watches in areas of the lower left and upper right, for example. So what we would do in this situation, we would take a lower arch picture and an upper arch picture, and we'd have that as part of our updated records for photos on this visit. We'd also take CBCTs or x-rays, again, if they're due, CBCT if they're due for their 3-year pano, or x-rays, intraoral x-rays, if they're due for their bite wings or whatever. So sometimes that's not required on some of our recall visits. And then we'll take a digital impression. So again, once a year, we take a digital impression on all our recall patients. Some of us aren't quite there yet. So basically, we have 20 minutes to gather. This would also include charting, perioprobing, all the things. 20 minutes to get all the records together. Now, I firmly believe that 20 minutes is more than enough time to do all of this. And I do want to step back for a second. So if what do I mean by take the CBCT and x-rays? That means take them, but it also means review them. So that's part of our skills path for our hygienists, is understanding how to review a CBCT, how to go through the volume so it's not 100% dentist driven. So that way when I come in for my exam, which we'll talk about when we do the exam, when I come in for my exam, the hygienist can drive the mouse and it'll be the second time that the patient is seeing their CBCT. Same thing with the intraoral x-rays. We'll take the bite wings or the PAs and we'll show the patients we're looking for decay, we're looking for bone level, we're looking for flat architecture of bone. So we'll review those things with the patient. And then on the digital impression, again, once you get good with practice, and especially with for hygienists, if they're doing this 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day, they should easily be getting down to where they can take a digital impression in 4 to 6 minutes per patient. And that's very realistic. So this whole 20 minutes of record gathering and kind of, you know, basic conversing with the patient is very reasonable. And we're doing it day in and day out in our practice. And the 20 minutes is very, very reasonable to do. Now, once this 20 minutes is up, this first 20 minutes of records gathering, at this point in our practice, our hygienist is going to fill out a little cheat sheet that she then gives to the dentist. And this allows the dentist to know that anytime between now and the end of the visit, so now I've given the dentist 40 minutes to be able to come in and do their exam. My preference is they come within the next 20 minutes to do the exam. So now the dentist is known that they can come in at any point in time and do the exam from this point forward. I do not like the dentist to come in before these 20 minutes, before the records are gathered, because we need these records to show and to kind of do show and tell with the patient.
Or at the end of the appointment.
Yeah.
When they're trying to get everything wrapped up and be able to give a treatment plan.
Yeah. So and on the same point, we don't want the exam to be at the end of the visit after everything's done and the patient and the hygienist is trying to get the heck out of the operatory.
So ideally within the next 20 minutes during that cleaning, even if they pop in the middle of the cleaning, sit the patient up, something we had to re-engage with.
I couldn't believe we had to kind of talk about that.
And then some of the dentists even said, I don't mind if they're already laying down.
Yeah, I do mind.
Yeah, I was like, they said it's easier. They're already ready. I'm like, no. So yeah, a lot, if your team feels like they can't get through this first 20 minutes, especially, because I feel like that's some of the things
Well, then the digital impression is usually the slowdown.
Well, what I was going to say is, since those are the things we really focus on in our 3D boot camp, that we just had a great one of those with team members, and we walked through hygiene recalls, new patients, and we actually role-played them from start to finish, from the patient walking in the office to walking the patient out of the office. We even had role changes, set changes, sorry. So let's get into our next 20 minutes of the appointment. Clean and to the point, cleaning. Yeah, cleaning. What they came for, right?
The hygienist's favorite part. Yeah, so so we allocate 20 minutes, roughly 20 minutes, plus or minus, you know, some time there for the actual cleaning. And so I've gotten pushback in the past from hygienists that this isn't enough time. And I'll typically say why. They go, well, it takes me longer. I need more time to hand scale. I'll say, well, the first thing I'll say is then we need to stop completely hand scaling our patients. So with modern technologies like piezo or even Cavitron, we're reaching a point where this should not be the majority of the cleaning itself should not be done with hand instruments. So we want to use a piezo and a Cavitron, and we got to get our team comfortable with that concept and how to use those machines and what settings to use those machines at so that we're not creating a lot of sensitivity and pain for the patient. So the other thing I would get pushback on is, well, I can't get my patient's teeth cleaned in 20 minutes. And my rebuttal to that is, honestly, with whether it's mechanical or hand scaling, if we can't get the teeth cleaned in 20 minutes, my argument is it's not a traditional recall prophy. At that point, your patient needs more treatment than that. They're not a simple prophylaxis. So at that point, they may be perio treatment. They may be, you know, multiple prophys to get them caught back up, any number of things. So, you know, and one of the things I use is when I walk into the room is how dirty is that 2x2 that the hygienists have on their chest? And I'm like, the bloodier and dirtier it is, the more likely this hasn't been a prophy, should not have been a prophy appointment. So we're allocating 20 minutes for the prophy. And remember, again, the dentist can come in at any point in time. So that includes doing the cleaning itself with mechanical debridement and hand instruments, to do the flossing and polishing or air polishing, depending on what type of system you use in your practice. I don't know how else to say that's what this 20 minutes is
for. That's what cleaning is. Clean. Any way you would like to do it. And so, yes, ideally the doctor has been in by this point, even if it's at the end of that cleaning, 20 minutes. And then the last 20 minutes would be the wrap-up, the review and finish of the hygiene recall visit.
Yeah. So really kind of, not everybody's going to be ready for this, but I want to walk you through what we're doing in our practice, what has been working very well for us, and kind of what they're doing. So the last 20 minutes is review and finish. That's where the hygienist will schedule the next recall based on block scheduling. The next recall, the hygienist will put together the treatment plan from the exam or their own assessment or their preliminary treatment plan from their own assessment. In our practice, our hygienist will also put together a financial menu for single visit dentistry. So if the patient has basic restorative or basic one to two appointment needs, the hygienist will put together their financial menu for that particular treatment, and then they'll do their notes all in this time and schedule whatever needs to be scheduled. So, you know, that's kind of the anatomy of the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, or they're transferring, if it's something bigger, to a treatment coordinator, front office person, admin. They even may be having that person, the next step, have that person come back for the exam, especially if they're running behind, so that they know they can take over. So, but ways to avoid doing that is having to transfer to someone for a simple plan would be to have the doctor come in.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the nuances here.
Yeah.
One of the nuances is after the first 20 minutes, if we gain an assessment that there's a lot of dentistry that needs to be done, our hygienist will give our treatment coordinator a heads up that, hey, patient Meredith's here. We've done our records gathering,
and it's
there's going to be a lot of dentistry, and we'll need you for the exam. So when Dr. A comes in to do Meredith's exam, we'd like you to pop in with her. So this way, the treatment coordinator has a heads up that sometime in the next 30 to 40 minutes, Dr. A is going to come in and do exam. This exam might be relatively extensive. And that that way the hygienist is not responsible for doing the treatment plan and the financial menu on that patient, but the treatment coordinator will be. And instead of having the hygienist write it down and then transfer it to the treatment coordinator, we would prefer for the treatment coordinator to be in the room with the dentist when they're doing the exam on that patient. Mm-hmm. What are the other common questions we get, Meredith, from hygienists or dentists about this? Because we do get pushback on
definitely
not
notes.
Enough time.
They're like, when am I supposed to do my notes?
What a note. I'm kidding.
I would say, when am I supposed to do my notes? And then A lot of times they just drop them at the front.
Yeah.
So I would say the communication between the front and the back, even if they don't need anything, hey, this is so-and-so, you know, everything's been taken care of, she's good to go.
Yeah. So I think the framework for the handoff, the baton transfer is very important. So
seemed to be what people lacked.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the succinctness of it.
Yeah.
So for us, when we do transfers, we focus on two types of transfers. One is the framework of the team members, the clinical team member, hygienist or assistant, to the dentist of kind of their assessment, their recommendation, and their readiness, which we're going to talk about in the next episode. Dive into that deeper, and then the second transfer will be from the team member or the dentist to the treatment coordinator of what they found, what's important to the patient, what's holding the patient back, all of that to the treatment coordinator. So when they sit down and kind of review all of this with the patient, they have an idea of what's important, what their ideal plan is, what the backup plan is, so that the whole team is kind of ready to go. So anything else on this one, Mayor Bear?
No, I think that was kind of our 2020 hygiene recall visit.
For 2023.
Yeah. So. Broken down for most of our.
All right. So hopefully, if you have questions, just, you know, shout out to us on social media or email us or email Meredith, email me, DM me, Meredith, Caroline, whoever, so that we can answer your questions. But that's our 2020, the hygiene of an anatomy recall visit, what we do from, again, pretty high level and some details in there as well of what these recall visits look like. So hopefully this is helpful to you. If you'd love to learn more about this or really dive into helping your hygienist become a diagnostic and restorative partner in your practice, I'd highly encourage you to consider attending our 3D Business Bootcamp, which is all about improving case acceptance and developing that hygiene partner in your practice. So we'd love to do that. And then if you want to go ahead and dive in all the way, nothing better than our Business Mastermind Coaching Program, which runs twice a year in January and July. We're taking applications for July 2023 right now, and you can do that. And all of this information can be found at 3d-dentists.com. We'll see you guys back next week.